updated news, I guess, currently?
Well, you know, the big thing going on right now is this ordeal in Kearney. Scientists exhuming Jesse James' body today found several badly corroded nails and wood chips, but said they're concerned they might be digging up the wrong coffin. James is believed to be buried at Kearney's cemetery in a metal casket, and officials say they have reached what could be the wooden coffin of his wife, Zerelda. How about that? Our tax dollars at work again.
Yes, it is. I just visited the museum and last week in Kearney, and I wish they really wouldn't do it, because I really don't care if it's him or not. I know he's dead by now, at least.
Hey, Mark, we got to change the history books, though. You know, we can't let this lie go on anymore, you know.
As someone told me, they believe that all history books are written into by New Yorkers, so some of the Midwest doesn't get it. And tried to tell me that the Civil War was actually started in Kansas and Missouri, back where I'm from. I don't know about that, if they take that too lightly.
I think we got an ego problem going on.
You may do that. It's a nice area, but I don't know.
We're Americans.
3 million hungry.
The internet. Republican Congressman Christopher Cox of California and Democrat Ron Wyden of Oregon say the industry can respond, and already is, by developing and selling ways to childproof the family computer. They say parents can now buy software that will block access to things like the Playboy page and sexually oriented chat rooms. Wyden says as a parent, he is concerned about what his children see, but he says any attempt at federal regulation will waste too much federal money going through constitutional challenges. Isn't that the truth?
Oh, yes, it is. You have any more stories there? No? Yes? Anything else going on
later
in this
on.
Big world here? Okay, we'll save some for a little bit later on. Keep you interested in the show. Maybe you'll stick with us. In Hollywood today, Apollo 13 remains at the top of the charts with moviegoers. Preliminary figures from Exhibitor Relations Company indicate that the space race peril picture took in more than $15 million at North American theaters this weekend. Wow. Under Siege was number two. The Dark Territory, Under Siege, Dark Territory, there we go. You can tell I'm familiar with Steven Seagal films. Was second with $13 million. Not too shabby either. The Expectant Parenthood of Hugh Grant and Julianne Moore brought in more than $12 million from film fans as Nine Months debuted at number three. That's, I've heard it's a good movie. I don't know if people are just going to see it for Hugh or, I don't know. I heard it was a good movie, though.
I tell you what, after this whole Hugh Grant thing, I think the country, has been in an uproar. You know, Hard Copy, Current Affair, and them shows do a lot for an actor and a lot for a movie. I hear it's a good movie, too. It has a pretty star-studded cast, and it's just a shame that something like this has to bring the movie into a spotlight that's probably not desired by filmmaker Chris Columbus.
That's true. Chris Columbus, was that him? Was that,
yeah.
I guess so. I guess it is. Chris Columbus, wow. Reincarnated as a director. Let's see here. What else do we have? Well, Disney's Pocahontas remains hot, earning $8 million for the weekend. I think that's right about a good $8 million. I could deal with that.
Sure.
Hey, you can't be too great at your Disney. I guess that's about it. Right now we have a PSA from the Will Rogers Institute, and we'll be back with a little bit of Engine 88, maybe a little bit of Matthew Sweet, and some other dandies today. This one is Department of Conservation.
Hi, I'm Carol Kane. If you're like me,